I got fucked by an older man. My husband and his group of friends, the boys, decided to enjoy the nice weather and go golfing. Ken, Nick, Jamal, and my husband and I were the only ones that could make it. I'd never golfed before and didn't have any intention of playing, but wanted to hang out with the boys. One of the guys, Ken, had recently started seeing someone and brought her along as well. It was nice to have another girl to hang out with. I put on a pink mini skirt and a black short sleeve shirt and wore casual running shoes. When we got to the golf course, I met with everyone and instantly hit it off with Ken's new girlfriend. The boys did their thing and started to play, while I hung out in the background. Some time had gone by and we ended up running into Nick's uncle. Nick is one of the boys, who was enjoying a game with his friends. Nick's uncle's name was Robert, a man who was probably in his mid to late 50s, but still looked handsome, like his nephew. He had a classic gentleman look, was dressed well from head to toe and had a strong personality. Nick introduced us to Uncle Robert. When I met him, he shook my hand and may have held it a bit longer than normal. I didn't think much of it. He invited all of us to have lunch with him after our game. When the boys were done playing, we made our way to the clubhouse and met with Uncle Robert. His eyes were fixated on me as we approached. His stare was intimidating, yet mesmerizing. We made our way to a table and started on lunch. Robert pulled a chair beside him and beckoned me to sit. I graciously accepted and we started to make conversation. As I sat, my little skirt rode up as it always did. When this happened in front of the boys, I never really cared, given our history. But it was different with new people. I pulled my skirt down to make sure I covered enough and didn't accidentally flash Robert. He started to ask me questions about myself, my past, and took a keen interest in my Lebanese background. I found it difficult to maintain eye contact with him throughout the conversation. Don't get me wrong, he was a perfect gentleman, but he also had a dominating personality and he made me shy and timid. I had a great time at lunch and Robert's attention was fixated on me the entire time. I learned that he has owned his own business for the last 30 years, is divorced and he has two kids, a son and a daughter, both about my age. At the end of lunch, he invited us all to his place the next day for a small barbecue he was hosting. It was a weekend and we had nothing else planned, so we accepted. The next day, I started to get ready for the barbecue. I wore a white tube bralette top and a blue denim mini skirt. I wore a pink thong underneath and didn't need a bra. My skirt was extremely short and just covered enough when I stood. I wasn't able to bend while wearing it and I certainly had to be careful whenever I sat, but I loved the cute look and decided to go with it. When we arrived at Uncle Robert's house, I was shocked. He lived in a huge house with a huge lawn and driveway, on which there stood two luxury cars. I had no idea that he was so wealthy. My husband and I are not poor by any means, but we certainly can't be characterized as rich either. I don't go on shopping sprees or buy expensive handbags or anything of that nature, but we are comfortable in our current position. We met up with Nick, Ken, his girlfriend and Jamal and proceeded inside the house. Robert's house was beautiful. It had high ceilings and beautiful furniture and fixtures. He didn't bother with a tour, and led us straight to the backyard where they were grilling steaks, patties and chicken. He had a massive pool in the backyard and tall trees surrounding the edges for privacy. Robert beckoned us to have a seat on the patio furniture and we did. I sat down slowly, pulling my skirt down as I did and crossed my legs once my butt touched the seat. We ate and chatted and had a wonderful time. Robert sat beside me the entire time and told me more about himself. The conversation eventually went to wine and he mentioned that he had an extensive wine collection in the cellar and offered to show it to me. I don't know much about wine, but accepted his invitation. We stood up and he started to lead me out of the backyard. I thought that he would extend the invitation to the others, but he did no such thing. It was just me and him. I found this weird, but I decided to go along with him. Robert led me down to the wine cellar and locked the door behind me as he showed me his collection. I'm no wine expert and probably could not tell the difference between a $20 wine and $1,000 wine bottle, but even I could tell that this was a beautiful wine collection. He also had a small cigar collection and a collection of spirits down here as well. So what do you think? He asked. It's amazing, Robert. I replied. It is, isn't it? What would you like to drink? Anything. Anything you recommend, Robert. I said nervously. He smiled, sensing my lack of knowledge on the subject matter. He poured a glass for me and rested his hands on my back as he led me to the nearby sofa. He poured himself a glass of whiskey and lit a cigar as he sat beside me. I saw his eyes look down towards my legs and he smiled. I realized that I didn't sit properly and my short skirt was showing too much. I got up and pulled my skirt down and sat back down again. Robert kept smiling and took a puff of his cigar. I took a sip of my wine. How is it? He asked. I'm great. Thank you. We sat there for a bit, not saying much. I asked him some questions about the house and his responses were short and brief. He was lacking his usual conversational tone. Then, something happened. He moved closer to me and rested his hand on my bare thigh. I looked down at his hand and back up into his intense eyes, his shiny gray hair and kind smile. What was happening? What is he doing? I got scared and didn't say anything and let him keep his hands on my leg. Then he started to stroke his fingers gently across my thigh. I started to look around, feeling my body getting hot, my ears burning, and my breathing speed up. Okay, this is getting creepy now. He's probably twice my age. Why is he touching me like this? I'm literally his daughter's age. I should say something. Or I should leave. Yes, let me get up. But I didn't get up. It was like some invisible force was restraining me to this seat and I had zero control. Maybe this is just who he is. He's a lot older. Surely this isn't what I think it is, right? Then Robert broke the silence and said, "So, do you always wear so little when you go out?" I'm sorry. Pardon me, Robert. I think I misheard you. I said. No, you didn't, he replied. I said, "Do you always wear so little when you go out?" My body started to get hotter and my ears red from the nervousness. I don't know what you're asking. I don't know how to answer that. I stammered. This is just how I dress. I've always dressed this way. I see, he said, his eyes not moving from mine. I kept looking away and found it difficult to maintain eye contact. Well, I like it. You're absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Robert. I said. You know, a beautiful woman like you needs to be treated like the special woman you are. Did I tell you I have a cottage up north? No, you didn't. Yeah, would you like to go sometime? We can drive up there next weekend. I've got a boat there as well. It'd be nice to get some use out of it. Oh, I can't. I'm married. I said defensively. So what, you're not allowed to have friends? I like you. I think you're special. We'll have a good time and get to know each other. I promise, it'll be worth it. He didn't give me a chance to respond and said, great. It's settled then. He took my phone number down and we made our way upstairs to join everyone else. That night when I got home, I received a text from Robert. He was asking me to come with him tomorrow. I asked where, and he responded with lunch, around noon. That's it. No explanation, nothing else. The next morning, I got ready and put on a casual black and white poka mini dress and black heels. My husband was not home and had gone out. Robert arrived at noon sharp and I sat in his car. He was wearing a blue polo and khakis and sunglasses that covered his intense eyes. Good, it would be easier to make eye contact now, I thought. We arrived at a shopping mall in Toronto. I hadn't been to a mall since the lockdown began and it felt good to walk inside one. I walked with Robert and proceeded to a luxury clothing store. We looked around for a bit when he asked, "So, you like anything?" "Oh, no, I don't shop here." I said. "Why not?" he asked. "It's a bit out of my budget." I said smiling. "Don't you worry about that. Get what you want, sweetheart." "Oh, no, I can't do that. I'm really not comfortable with that." I explained. What did I tell you? That you're a special woman and you deserve to be treated like one. Don't make me ask again. Look around and get what you want. I won't ask again, he snapped back. I looked back and nodded and decided to look at some lower priced items. I picked out a blouse and a cute pair of shorts. Robert paid for them and we started walking to another store. Then, he led me inside a Louis Vuitton store. Do you like this bag? He asked. Oh yes, of course. But Robert, I really can't, I'm not. I couldn't finish as he cut me off. He beckoned for the store clerk to pack one up. We ended up going to a nearby restaurant for lunch. After lunch, he started to drive towards my home. Robert, I can't thank you enough for all this. This is really too much, but I appreciate how generous you are. It's my pleasure, sweetheart, he responded. He kept his hands on my bare leg the entire ride. I felt myself getting wet and turned on by his touch and his firmness and dominance. Everything about him exuded so much confidence and I loved that about him. I even forgot about the age gap between us. When we pulled up to my house, I said, I'm looking forward to our trip up north. I can't wait. As the days approached, I found myself talking on the phone with Robert more and more, and each word he spoke brought us closer together. He was smart, charming, and sophisticated. I even took a few pictures of myself in some of my outfits and sent them to him. No nudity, of course. I wasn't ready to tell my husband about the trip up north and kept it from him, and made up an excuse. The drive up north took a couple hours. I was wearing the same blue denim mini skirt and white tube top I wore to the barbecue and had packed a few pairs of shorts, skirts, and a couple of dresses. I also packed a couple of bathing suits, including my pink monokini that I had worn in Mexico with the boys. His cottage was beautiful, grand, and the nearest neighboring cottage was a ways away. We unloaded everything and settled in. We had a quick bite to eat and decided that the weather was nice enough to go on the boat. Robert asked me to wear a bathing suit. At this point, I had already made up my mind. I knew where this was headed and I was totally comfortable with it. I put on my most scandalous bathing suit, my pink monokini. It had a big, V-shaped cutout at the center and had straps that went over my tits, barely covering my nipples. The straps would join at the center and loop around my front and all the way to the back to make a thong. I felt incredibly sexy and felt I was at my best whenever I wore it. I met Robert out front and he took a moment to look at me up and down. Well, you really are something, aren't you? He said. I smiled and we walked over to the boat. It was a small boat but it was fun to drive. I sat beside Robert as he took the wheel and we drove across the lake, his hands on my thighs and my chest tilted upwards towards the sun. Robert stopped in the middle of the water and looked at me. I looked back and decided to let things unfold. He moved his hands higher up my legs and settled them on my pussy, which was soaking wet. He squeezed my pussy and I let out a whimper. I got on my knees in front of him and unzipped him, as his cock presented itself to me. Robert had a big, firm cock, and I took it in my mouth, licking it and cupping his balls as I did so. He leaned back in his seat and closed his eyes as I went to work on him, picking up the pace with each suck, gagging while I did it. I moved lower to his testicles, and took them in my mouth, rinsing them and being careful to not let my teeth touch them. Robert was muttering under his breath as I continued to suck on him, saying fuck, yes, and good girl every few seconds. His cock was mesmerizing and I was turned on to no end by him. Moments later, I took my bathing suit off and stood naked in front of him. I hopped up on his lap and slowly let his big cock slide inside my tiny innocent pussy hole. Oh yes, daddy. I moaned with my eyes shut. I started to ride his cock, bouncing up and down on him and felt myself go into a trance. Fuck me, Uncle Robert. Fuck me. I'm your good girl, right? Am I your special girl? He stroked my hair and sucked on my nipples as he continued to fuck me silly. I was drugged on his cock, bouncing like a maniac and enjoying every second of pleasure as he expanded the walls of my cunt hole. You're a good girl, he said. I am, aren't I, Uncle Robert? I said in an immature, high-pitched voice. He nodded back. Something about his approval, his dominance and personality really turned me on. I couldn't put my finger on what it was, but I felt myself orgasm to him, and my eyes rolled back into my skull. Robert was close to coming. I started to bounce harder and harder and begged him to come inside my already soaked pussy. He obliged, and painted my insides with the tsunami that was his white-hot cum, as his sticky liquid coated the walls of my pussy. My knees tightened and buckled and I felt myself slowly fall towards the surface of the boat, lying naked on my side, his cum starting to ooze out of me. I smiled at him and blew him a kiss and he smiled back. The rest of our stay was filled with more fucking and I couldn't get enough of his cock. Even after we got back to the city, I continued to interact with him and go out with him. He would take me out to dinner, out shopping, and I could have anything I wanted, including his amazing cock. And he introduced me to his friends as well, labeling me as his girlfriend. I would always go the extra mile and dressed extra provocatively for him so that he could show me off to his friends as his young girlfriend. He was a lot of fun to be around and I was having the time of my life with him. I truly felt like his special girl.